Mike Law, the head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix, is going to join us here at the head table, and we'll get some thoughts on the Oberlin Phoenix as far as the 2015 season is concerned. Oberlin coming off a tough year last year in the Stripes division in the Patriot Athletic Conference when they went 2-8 overall, 1-4 in the Stripes division in the pack. But Mike, first of all, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here at Wolfie's to talk a little bit about Oberlin. And I know when you and I had a chance to talk every week last week on the Forecast Show, I'm sure it got old for you to keep saying this is a young team. I've got to put some building blocks in place. I'm sure it tested your patience at times. But now that you bring a lot of those kids back here in the summer of 2015, just how much growth have you seen from them, both mentally and probably even physically, agree?
Yeah, I think the physical part, being able to develop a little bit, builds that confidence and allows the kid to play confidently on the field. So getting a whole off season in the weight room and physically maturing, some of those young guys maturing, and then obviously getting going and being able to see the growth that happens when you are spending more time in the weight room, and your football IQ increases when you're talking more X's and O's, to be able to communicate to your teammates in a uniform way where everybody gets what's going on. You know, it definitely excites, I think, everybody to be on the same page, where last year we were rushed a little bit to install schemes, and it was more of a development of playing those schemes sound early, especially last year, and then towards the end we saw some growth, and it was great to get that win at the end of the season.
Mike, do you see more growth on the physical side or on the mental side?
I would say mental side. There's some great athletes at Oberlin, and I think the physical side helps some of those marginal kids, kids that were good athletes but maybe not able to contribute in the way that we needed them to be effective and to be successful on a Friday night. But the mental side, to be able to sit down and talk to kids at a high level about our schemes and what other defenses are doing to our schemes and how to manipulate defenses and manipulate offenses to be successful. You know, I've been really impressed by some of the kids, especially guys like Dave Payne and Elijah Bugger playing quarterback. They've exploded in their mental capacity, and it's going to be great for us.
Nobody likes to struggle through a tough season. I mean, it's difficult for everybody, the coaches, the kids, the community. And yet I'm sure it also gives them some hunger to come back that following year and say, we don't want to go through this again. Is that almost a silver lining in the cloud to say, man, it's going to motivate us?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it weeds out some of those kids that maybe weren't in it 100% and weren't in it for the right reasons. They might have been in it for selfish reasons. So that mental toughness, that mental adversity that we experienced last year, I think hardened our kids a little bit. And, you know, they're definitely itching for some success on a Friday night. So hopefully the offseason will translate into some success for us this year.
Mike, I always like to ask a second-year coach, you know, what did you learn the most last year, and what can help you this year in your job be better than you were last year?
Yeah, I think coming from the college where everything's too high, everything's, you know, 65% pass with a lot of run-pass option stuff, and defensively and offensively really complicated. At the high school level, teams don't do a ton of things, but they do them really, really well, and they physically will dominate you up front if you're not prepared for it. So especially in the Patriot Athletic Conference, teams are going to run the ball, and they're going to make you stop the run, and if you don't stop the run, they're just going to keep running the ball. So, you know, we do a lot more single high safety stuff, less too high, and I think we did some more of that last year, and we had a ton of success when we started doing it. So hopefully scheme-wise that translates, and I think just motivating kids as a head coach compared to an assistant at the college level is a different game. And being a part of the community and understanding your impact in the community is stuff that I think I've grown as a coach in the second year here.
Talk a little bit about some of your players. Who are guys that need to step up this year or you expect to have big years from to get Oberlin to the next level?
Elijah Bug, number one, comes to the top of the list. He'll do slot stuff for us. We'll play some quarterback. We'll play some tailback. Had a great year for us last year at the tail position, but is a dynamic athlete that we got to find the way to get the ball in space in different ways. Kobe Fields, who's an outside linebacker, tailback, 1,000-yard rusher last year, is going to be another key returner for us. Guys like Malika Ginyiga, Jonathan Rosa, and Rowdy Anderson up front. Whenever you're at a small school, you got to have size up front, got to have guys committed to the position up front, both offensively and defensively, and we got it with those three guys. And then Devin Yarbrough is a kid who is a sophomore who's going to be a guy that is going to turn some heads, a big-time playmaker that is a freshman, slowly developed, and as a sophomore, he's going to be a guy that is going to be a huge impact player at Oberlin for a couple of years to come.
What are your goals for this year?
I think the goals, just like last year, is just to improve weekly. You can't regress when you're building a program. As soon as you take a step back, I think it snowballs on you. So if we can just build off some of the successes we had last year, continue to preach some of the fundamentals that we were doing offensively and defensively, we're going to continue to develop and hopefully, again, see some more success on a Friday night.
You're not one of the bigger schools in the county by any stretch. So how are your numbers?
Numbers are good, improving from last year. I think last year we were low 30s, where this year we are near that 40 mark. I think the big thing is just staying healthy. And I know some of these OHSSA rules that are implemented are stuff that we had been doing a long time, just because you got to stay healthy when you have small numbers. You can't lose a kid up front because it pulls someone who's probably not quite ready to be in that Friday night role. So our goal is just to stay healthy and ultimately, make sure that product on Friday night is constantly improving.
You mentioned the product on Friday night. There's also a scoreboard up there every Friday night. Do you anticipate this team winning more games this year?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I think these kids, especially the senior class, are prepared for victories and prepared to take on some of those challenges that maybe in the past we were in learning stages where you weren't able to really take that step forward to winning. You were more worried about just playing sound football. So, we're going to do everything we can. I think our schedule is slightly more favorable non-conference. We've got some teams on there that I think are a little bit more fitting to our size and our playing style, where if we can get the balls to our athletes in space, we're going to be a successful team. And defensively, just playing sound stuff is going to help us out.
There you go. Hey, I know last year was a real challenge for you, but week in, week out, you kept saying on the forecast show, we've got a process. We're going to work through this thing. Let's hope that it comes to fruition this year, and there's better days ahead for Oberlin football. But I tip my cap to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you stopping by. That's the head coach of the Oberlin Phoenix, Mike Laws. He joins us here at Wolfie's, talking a little bit about the 2015 upcoming campaign for the Oberlin Phoenix.